This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Here we go. It's Hour 1, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day as the storms continue to circle around us and threaten. But we're going to deliver 5 hours of sports, come hell or high water, Brian. I know you know that. General, yeah, at your service. There's Broadus, his Longhorns burnt orange shirt, supporting his son as always.
Trying to do my best, sir.
Yes, sir, and you are. Lucius Alexander is in the Pimp Cup over there. Master Control here, 75 and Fitzhugh, fixing to go five flawless once again. Woolchuck and Chiafalo are in the house, and Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. You can watch us on 105thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Yeah, at the house all weekend. I thought it was going to be a massive storm the entire time. I saw some video footage of Northern DFW where they were in it, you know, but it never produced anything more than a distant rumble and a sprinkle in Sunnyvale.
Same with my place in North Fort Worth. Same deal. You're just waiting for...
Did we get ball sacked?
I don't think so. I think it was patchy.
Well, not, I mean, everybody. I don't want to... If somebody actually got hit by some bad weather, I'm sorry. I don't...
There are some folks that definitely did not get ball sacked.
Okay.
In the Metroplex.
Like bad damage.
There's just a few.
I mean, damage is damage. I should not.
It's usually flooding. Yeah. When there's flooding, it can get very, very scary.
Okay. I know people that were having to hide out in their little secure spots in their home because the tornadic activity was right there within striking distance.
Why are you looking at me like that, Dawson?
Because I just wonder what your thoughts are.
Well, yeah, what the hell you doing? It feels like you're lashing out a little bit.
Well, I just kind of like was thinking that it, you know, I get these reports.
Say what you need to say to Brunoff and Delkus, man.
These things are unpredictable. These things are unpredictable. I just thank Mother Nature for sparing me.
You know, I would appreciate, like, I work really hard at my cowboy content when I'm on, you know. If it's,
look at that. Look at that.
Work ethic question.
Yeah, I just wonder, are we...
Two and a half minutes into the program.
Will we take off the jacket? Or are we really what are we doing?
I know the guy on Fox will take his jacket off. That guy, he'll get down to business on you.
Yeah he will.
And listen, serious. Hey, if you're folks that got affected, I'm not here for that.
I mean, you're offending the affected people and weathermen, Brian. You're really off to a hot start here.
Weathermen are just as bad as me.
It's hard to predict.
Just as bad.
Might be harder in sports.
Yeah.
But it is a crazy good sports Monday here with you. It's great to talk here over the next 5 hours about everything. I mean, mostly the Stars and Oilers rekindling a playoff rivalry we're very familiar with recently. And, you know, going back into the 90s and 2000s, these teams have faced each other a lot in the Stanley Cup playoffs. And that is a rivalry that is going to be absolutely rocking. Like, they hate us, they still remember what that was like in the 90s. Like, we were the Yankees and they were the Rangers in the late 90s, just kept whooping that ass. I think they met six times, beat them five times, obviously. Last season was a different story, but this, of course, all thanks to the great overtime goal from 23-year-old Thomas Harley. As you got to tip your cap to Jim Nill and the roster that he's put together, and Coach DeBoer as well. Pete saying Harley's been their second half MVP since the Miro injury. He and Ratanen are probably the biggest differences for the Stars compared to when these teams met 1 year ago. You know, and the fact that Hintz missed games 1 and 2 last year can give you some confidence. You know, I don't know how you feel about a team that just beat you last year. Typically in playoffs, if a team beats you, they kind of got your number. And if you see them again over the next 3 or 4 years, it's going to go the same. Hopefully enough's different. Wolchuk, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Stars, I mean, they started off the series really well. I think the highlight, reflecting back on it, was special teams. The Stars stunk. I don't think they had a single power play goal the entire series. And the penalty kill was solid, really, until game three. And then Edmonton got hot on the power play. They scored a shorthanded goal as well. Special teams, I think, are going to dictate this series. And then goaltending last year, Stuart Skinner was brilliant. But you do have moments where Stuart Skinner can be poor, and he'll let in some weak ones. So
that King series, he was bad.
Yeah, I mean, and they went through that last year, too, where they're, like, benching him at times, and he comes back in, and he's awesome. So we got to hope that you don't get the Stuart Skinner version that played against the Stars in the Western Conference Final. But either way, I mean, I think we talked a lot about the Stars' depth last year. Edmonton is a deeper team than they were a year ago. They get Evander Kane back for the playoffs, yeah, and he's been awesome for them. So this is going to be a great series. I mean, these are the two best in the West. I think Colorado was in that conversation. You were able to beat them in seven. It could be another seven-game series. But winning that game six was unreal. I mean, an incredible experience to be there. And then the save that Otter had. I mean, that was like you're channeling your inner Dominic Hasek, Patrick Waugh, Eddie the Eagle. You know, it's an all-time great postseason save. Just brilliant. So I'm excited, man. I mean, I think the Stars are going to have a great chance to finally break through and get to the Cup Final.
I mean, the Harley shot has got to be a strong candidate for moment of the playoffs so far. Yeah. But that Otter save, I feel like, is one. What was that, a cartwheel save? I mean, how do you even describe that?
He just like doubles back, and then it ends up hitting like the knob, the under of the stick, because he had it tilted backwards. So, I mean, he even said afterwards he got a little bit lucky. But yeah, that series was all about that, right? Yeah. It was all about weird bounces, kind of crazy caroms off the wall, weird deflections, hitting off bodies. So, finally, the Stars got lucky on one.
It was like a lot about pressure, though, too. You know, I think both teams in that game missed shots that were,
yes,
you know, that normally you would think if you were playing game 46, those would have probably, yeah, been in the back of the net.
There were some flurries that I was just stunned that it wasn't in the goal.
Yeah. And, you know, and really that, you know, to me, I was texting with a couple buddies of mine, you know, that were, you know, in football, and they were saying, man, it's amazing to watch this. And I'm like, man, I wonder if it's just us missing the net or their goalie's that good. Because
mm-hmm.
I felt like there were some opportunities where Dallas could have just could have cashed in and just didn't. But, you know, very fortunate, though, the way, like I say, they had the best goalie. And going into this Edmonton series, they'll have the best goalie again.
Good-sized tornado in Santo out by Weatherford, says the 817. The 972.
Be safe.
Three tornadoes near Santo. Yesterday, probably.
Okay.
They took cover in Aubrey, says the 817. The sirens were going off. Had one in Salina last night as well. So it was north and south. It was scattered. You know, it was kind of a picky.
I was expecting real problems here.
Yeah, me too.
I was expecting. Yeah.
Okay, man. Rangers had a lot of good things happen, but they get a split with Houston over the weekend. I don't know how you guys feel about that. I mean, it could have been a sweep. But, you know, I'll take solace in the fact that you get two quality starts in a row from Jack Leiter. He takes the no-hitter into the seventh. You're hitting home runs, you know. I don't think you were a real threat to be shut out all weekend long. So, I mean, we'll see how things go. But right now, I'm believing that over the last 14 games, things are starting to really settle down for the Rangers. I think they're 12th offensively over the last 2 weeks.
Okay.
So I'm not quite feeling as good about the Rangers as I am about the Dallas Stars. They are off tonight. They will visit the Yankees tomorrow. It is a 5 o'clock pregame and a 5:40 pitch this week in the Bronx against the Yankees. But man, this thing with Jack Leiter is fun. We need to see sustained success. He started the season really well, and then he went out. He came back. He really struggled for two or three starts. Now we got two good ones in a row, and I think quite a bit of reason to feel good about your baseball team here as, you know, we hit mid-May. This is much better than April.
Oh, 100%. We still need to get some guys going offensively for sure, but the lighter stuff, I heard Jared with Sean and RJ this morning saying that homer that he gave up and where it was placed and everything, because it was out of the zone, it was like a 1% chance that ball's a home run.
Damn.
And so that's something that you're like, oh my goodness. But otherwise, he was phenomenal.
Yeah, and he got robbed too. Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, absolutely.
The ump screwed him. I mean, that eighth inning, and then that results in the East Sauk Paredes ending up getting the 3-run home run. Two of those get charged to Jack, but 2-2, you get a strike that would have ended the at-bat there with Cam Smith, and it ends up being called a ball. And, I mean, that's one where, hey, it happens, but it just it's a sucky time for that one to go down.
Indeed. Okay, Thunder beat the Nuggets. They go to the conference finals. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander against Ant-Man in the West. Pacers-Knicks in the East. You know, I just think it's worth repeating. I know we talked about it a little bit last week, but and I was tweeting about it over the weekend. But we're gonna have a new champion in the NBA for the first again. We've had one every year for 7 years in a row now. So the dynasty era of the NBA is over, and it's replaced by parity. Is this version better? I think it's a big question.
I would say no. I like dynasties. You know, I know at some point you sort of get sick of them, but then just the way of the world in sports, like there's always going to be a new team that is coming for the crown. And those storylines to me are really, really fun. And so I prefer, like, I like watching the greatness. And sometimes it's maybe you hate them a little bit, like the Patriots over that sustained period of time. At some point, you're like, man, this is ridiculous. But you also have to appreciate the greatness here, and you can't wait for them to get knocked off.
Yeah, and I love how the Patriots did it. I mean, in a parody era of the NFL, and the Chiefs are doing the same thing. I like dynasty. I like watching greatness. I think knowing that you could be watching one of the greatest teams or one of the greatest players, what this is going to do, it's going to take the shine off of the best player on the team of the decade, right? Mm-hmm. Because now you can't build over time. If a player can truly carry a team to a championship in the NBA, he is going to have to earn it. He is going to have to do that. Like, you look back on Jordan's Bulls, they were more loaded. They were the best team. Same with Kobe and Shaq's Lakers, the best team. And throughout Lakers, Celtics in the 80s and 90s, right? We projected this greatness onto individual stars that allowed the game to grow, because we're imagining, we're watching a guy that has done stuff that nobody could ever do. You know, nobody can catch this. Nobody can catch that. And then Steph Curry goes on this run. Well, look at the Warriors teams that he had. It was crazy how loaded those teams were. The NBA, I don't know exactly why, but they've decided under Adam Silver that model, you know, isn't ideal. And I don't know. Is this all just trying to suppress salaries? Is there a financial business motive behind it? Or maybe they truly believe that getting everybody a chance to go on that championship run can lock in more fan bases.
Yes.
We got these teams around the country that haven't sniffed success in decades.
You're speaking correctly now.
All right.
Yeah, well, I think it's the NFL model. Like, the NFL, they stress the parity, right? Even though they have fallen into the quarterbacks are dominating the sport, where you get the dynasties that are the Patriots and the Chiefs, but we've seen teams get to go from worst to first.
Yes.
That happens almost every single year. We've seen some teams go from top three pick to Super Bowl the next year. You didn't get to see that a lot in the NBA, but I think you nailed this, Gavin, where the singular great players, there's something about that, and having grown up now in the LeBron era, to where it's all about comparing to MJ, and it's all about the championships. And that individual chasing the titles, right? Kobe was chasing the titles. The legacy that MJ set, the Magic set. I mean, nobody's going to get to the 11 that, like, Wilt and Russ and those guys had. But in terms of championships, 100%, you're looking for that. And like, guys like Jokic, for example, they're not going to have a shot to even be in those conversations.
No. I would say to the NBA as well, if this is how you're going to do it, then you can't do the lottery draft the way you do it. Because you have you can't have both of these. If you want parity, then you got to let the worst teams in the sport actually get the best player.
You're absolutely right about that.
I'm glad that if they started moving forward, we got to secure what is hopefully going to be Cooper Flagg.
No, you're right.
But after that, I mean, come on now. Because the Hornets and these teams, the Wizards, they're going to suck in perpetuity.
Yeah.
When they're Wizards picking sixth overall in a draft where they should be number one.
Yeah.
You can't be doing that.
No, I think you make some good points there. It's interesting, you know, the different ways they can configure it. Celtics reportedly more likely to move Drew Holiday and Kristaps Porzingis over Derek White. Holiday sitting at $35 million a year. They paid massively to try to keep that core together. Does it make financial sense? I don't know. Can you trade for him? I don't know exactly, you know, if the Mavs think that that's a good plan. I do know that Drew Holiday at $35 million is way too much money.
It's a lot of money.
If you are, you know, trying to carve up that pie, I think the Celtics might just be seeing that. Plus, he's older now, and he's always been injury prone. Congrats to Dallas's Scottie Scheffler winning the PGA Championship. incredible round 65 on Saturday. He set the table and apparently had to overcome a driver that failed inspection. He and Rory's drivers both failed inspection.
Both TaylorMade equipment, I believe.
So what happens there is over time, the face of the driver gets thinner and thinner.
Mm-hmm.
And the layers get compacted, and at some point it crosses the threshold where it's too bouncy. And Scotty said he'd been playing with that driver for a year or so and was kind of surprised that it hadn't been
caught
banned
before.
Earlier.
Yeah.
But his other thing was, it's weird that we're only pulling 50 of the players out of the pool to test the driver for, because, you know, if you want to make sure you're being fair, then we should test them all.
Test them.
Half the field?
About half the field.
Yeah, but see, I think
he said a third of the field.
Yeah, but I was just saying, I wonder if you is, I think what most tournaments are, what, 120 guys, I think is what it is. So if that's the case.
I'll take your word for it.
No, mm-hmm. I'm just saying, would half the field be okay for you on that?
I mean, I think Scotty's got a point.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, yesterday we had in qualifying for the Indy 500, we had the Penske teams try to use illegal pieces. And so they got, but they, one of their cars passed through inspection. The second car didn't. So there was questions like, well, wait a minute. They both have the same issue. How do you?
Yeah.
But you know, it's,
loopholes.
It's a matter of catching.
Yes.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah. So if I'm on tour and I got a driver I've been using for a year and a half, and this is a razor thin wall, and I know I'm getting 10, 15 yards extra,
sure.
I'm putting that in the bag and I'm showing up.
Every
if they don't
time.
Test me, I'm using it.
Every time.
And if they do find it, then I'm trading it out. Inter Miami captain Leo Messi urging the team to stay strong and remain united after losing to Orlando City 3-0 last night. Five losses in the past seven games for Miami. He's also complaining about the refs. 37 years old is Messi, and I mean, you got to say it, the end might be near. It might be near. I think that's what we're seeing. Okay, Greg Wyshynski, Puck Daddy's coming up at 3:20. Top 10 is next after a replay of the G-Bag of the Day champion. Woolchuck, where are you taking us?
Yeah, we had National Barbecue Day on Friday. I've got the top 10 best barbecue joints in North Texas. 877-881-1053. Where's your favorite spot? But also, what's your go-to barbecue order?
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MENS-TEA today or visit MensTeaClinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Next.
Yeah, buddies, welcome back. It's the G-Bank Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Wolchuk's top 10 is coming up in just a second. We'll replay the G-Bag of the Day champion here in just a moment. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. Into the Pimp Cup. Lucius, who's the champ?
Yeah. It is AI brought us.
Oh, that's right.
AI brought us is our G-Bag of the Day champ. Day two right here. If you see anything floating out there on the social webs, hear it on another station, might see it on TV. I don't care where you see it. A podcast, hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media. I'm Lucius Alexander. Lucius Alexander on Facebook. You can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Yeah, day two right here. The RJ and Choppy Show. Which one of these fools is Chop? AR brought us. I'll let them set it up for you.
Brian brought us had the worst take when it came to talking about why maybe some Stars fans or some casual hockey fans have not jumped on the bandwagon aggressively for the Dallas Stars yet.
If I can ask you guys this question, though, hockey fan is going to do this, but is fan that's trying to be the bandwagon fan, these games are hard to find. These
True games, TV.
No, it's hard to find if it's a, is it a TNT game? Is it a...
It's TNT or ESPN.
Yeah, he has a remote.
But okay, what night?
Let's give more covering fire to the casual fan. I decided to ask AI Brian Broaddus yesterday. Oh. Hey, AI Brian Broaddus, do you have any more excuses for Stars fans?
You know, how do the Stars expect fans to even get to the game with how confusing cars are these days? I put it in R to go, L, N... That's a lot of letters that you expect guys and gals to learn. Are you going to learn that if you're a casual hockey fan? If you're walking around Dallas, how do you even know a game is going on at the AAC? I mean, I can't see any ice from the outside. It looks more like Petra to me. Seriously. The first time I went down there, I was like, whoa, am I in Southern Jordan right now with this rock cut architecture and these water conduit systems? I'll tell you what, I think Jake Ottinger is really hurting the Stars right now with their fan base. People are going up to me and they're saying, Brian, I love your podcast with Vach Lombardi. And then they say, you know, I went to the Stars game last night and I never saw an otter on the ice. My children were so upset. And it's like, you're not wrong about that. You're not wrong about that. Maybe we should stop with such confusing nicknames. I just think we need to be consistent here.
We need to be consistent.
Yes.
You're not wrong about that.
There he is, Bobby Bell, with our one-time G-Bag of the Day champion, AI Broaddus. Okay, tune in tonight, 5:30, see if AI can make it too in his pursuit of five and G-Bag Nation immortality. Here he is, Zach with an H, your Wooly Bully.
Well, let's go to something else I think AI brought us, knows a lot about. That's barbecue. We had National Barbecue Day on Friday. So we've got the top 10 best barbecue joints. This is specifically in North Texas. We've done the entire state before. We've done best barbecue foods. But this is in North Texas. Obviously, we all love Hurtado. Hurtado's delicious. That anytime we've been there, like whether it was when we got to do Love of the Star at the new location,
Dawson treated us to nachos the other day. They were
the
good.
Nachos. Oh, were delicious. Yeah. The ballpark.
Yeah.
The station in Arlington. Anytime we've been there, and we're in Haters Bar. It's badass. Mm. And the crew there is awesome. Brandon's crushing it. They're going to be in the top 10. I'll good let deal. You know that. Hurtado good. Will be there. But 877-881-1053, what is your favorite barbecue spot in Texas? But I also want to know, like, what's your go-to order? Because there have been times I'm not sure. I kind of want a little bit of everything. Now, as a kid, I always just kind of stuck to the tried and true brisket sandwich. That was a great start. The brisket, I will always get at a barbecue place. But I will say, the meat that is starting to be the runner-up for me is
the
turkey.
You about to say the T word? It's I knew turkey. It, dude.
The barbecue turkey at these places is freaking outstanding.
They nail it. Yeah, the good smoke on it still. It's very tender.
Yes.
And so it's
not,
damn good.
Not dry at all. Uh-uh. I mean,
all right. Hurtado has amazing turkey.
Yes.
Let's circle this back.
Okay.
I hand you the brisket sandwich that we normally get, or turkey sandwich.
I'm going to go with the brisket sandwich.
No question.
The prosecution rests its case.
But hey, the number two for you for me used to always be probably the sausage.
I'm with you though. I do.
But the turkey.
The JC.
How do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. The jalapeno cheddar sausage.
How do you load up though the turkey? What all do you put? I mean, do you do onion and the pickles and?
Oh, if you're doing the sandwich,
Honestly, what I've enjoyed is a lot of these places will pop some slaw on there, or I'll just go if I get a side of coleslaw.
They're making like pulled pork look.
Yeah, exactly. The pulled
pork style of sandwich, but with the smoked turkey. Otherwise, I would just go like pickles and barbecue sauce.
We've got a lot of texts coming in already, Woolchuck, and two spots that I've never been to are popping up. Cadillac and Farmer's Branch and Goldie's. Goldie's is the one that Meat Church Matt would tell me about.
Goldie's is the goat, dude. I've Goldie's seen, has been the number been there. One I've on basically seen, every list we've done.
How far is that from here?
But you got to get the, it's in Fort Worth, I think.
Really?
Let me look at where.
We're going to have to try that one.
Yeah, the thing is, like with Goldie's, the line.
Is it down like Franklin's
it's
down in Austin?
Crazy.
Franklin's got that line that runs out the door.
Yes, like I think you've got to get there super early. People make a whole commitment out of this.
So does he cook just enough to stay open, and then when it's out, it's out?
I believe so. I think Goldie's is one of those places.
I'll tell you, the smart barbecue places that are really, really good will do that.
That's the way to do it.
Just like the demand for it. Like, oh, God, I got to leave now. I got to go.
Yeah.
And my Uncle Sonny at Sonny Bryan's, he used to cook just up until like he knew exactly how much food to put on his pit. And by about 2:45, he was completely sold out, and he was heading home.
Wow.
That's good life.
Yeah.
It's the best way to do it. There are some new locations here, like new barbecue spots that I haven't tried out that are on here.
I'd be really, really excited to hear my favorite barbecue spot now that I haven't gone anywhere else for the last couple of months since I discovered them in Newark. It's Local Craft Barbecue. Mm. Absolutely 10 out of 10, unbelievable. They actually cook all their stuff in tallow and things like that. You walk out of there, I embarrass myself, and I walk out, and I feel fantastic afterwards. And oh my gosh, dude,
What's your favorite?
Because Steve and Jason and Rocky, those guys over there, they're big tolos. So once I started popping in, they're like, and they know how I like to eat burgers. Mm-hmm. They're like, we're gonna make a burger in your honor. So it's the big chief. There's actually a pork belly on top of it. You think bacon's good on a burger? Wait till you have a pork belly situation. Yeah. But the bun's unbelievable. And dude, I can't get enough of
that. I'm gonna
need
to stop in with you next time in your neck of the woods. D Magazine, I don't know if maybe they just didn't go. They're not listed on here. But we do love them. Honorable mention, we've got Slow Bone in Dallas. They also apparently have some of the best barbecue deals in the Metroplex.
Slow Bone.
You also have 4T's Barbecue in Forney. So if you're in the Forney area, they're getting some love. Of course, Heim, who usually cracks the top 10 of a lot of these lists.
I brought Heim here on a Friday for us one time. Sandwiches and
Heim's
stuff.
Good, man.
Heim's good.
Heim
over
does
by the airport.
Right way. Yeah. They're an honorable mention on here. Lane's Oaked, handcrafted barbecue there in Addison and in Dallas. Their barbecue, their dry-rubbed smoked pork spare ribs are one of the best items that they've got. So
watched somebody cook some of those the other day on YouTube.
Like
just dry-rub. Yeah, dry-rub. Yeah.
We got some more honorable mentions. Meshack's Barbecue Shack is on here. Meshack.
Meshack.
That's kind of a badass name. Meshack's.
Meshack.
I'm down to go to Meshack's. Biblical,
what about a Bendigo? Yeah.
Smoke and Ash Barbecue in Arlington comes in at 14. I think that's the Ethiopian barbecue, style barbecue.
Oh, I've been seeing
which
that.
Which I've been wanting to try. It looks really, really badass.
What are we doing different? Is it all charcoal or something? What are we doing that's different?
It's a traditional smoke, but I think his wife is a native to Ethiopia.
It's like just their flavor profiles, the way they put stuff together.
Okay, so it's the spice content then.
Yeah, so they've got, it features the same cuts with the same smoke rings, rendered fat, and peppery bark with salt crystals, but the meat is glazed with aromatic Owaze sauce. Awaze, like a ways.
I think you nailed
sauce.
It. Yeah,
I went awaze because awaze didn't sound right. Yeah. It's a traditional Ethiopian condiment: dried chilies, garlic,
it's
ginger,
wasabi,
onion. No, okay. It's got cinnamon, nutmeg, cloves in there. So they recommend the lamb tibs. And it's tibs.
Tib
with a
B. With a B.
With a B. Like a good tib.
How big are they?
I don't have a picture of them here.
Really?
But the whole plate that they do show.
What kind of
looks
question was that?
Absolutely delicious. How big are the lamb tibs?
I'm wanting to know proportions.
Like, was it a bite-sized tib? What kind of tib were we looking at?
Exactly.
Did they measure them by the cup?
Are we going tib for tib?
Yeah.
Number 10, though.
Only chief.
Hutchins. Hutchins comes in at number 10. D Magazine's best barbecue joints.
I'd struggle to find four that are just as good.
Yeah.
I've been doing Hutchins quite a bit. The location, McKinney.
Is that the turkey one you like?
Close to a lot of soccer.
Who's got the turkey?
That's the half chicken.
Oh, the half chicken.
You go to Hutchins. Yeah. A lot of people might not think half chicken at a barbecue spot. You got to try it.
Yep.
Good Lord. 817 Goldie's is out of food by like 9 or 9:30 every day.
They're only open Monday through Friday.
They start selling at 7. They stop at 11 a.m. You're never going to make it in there. They're open Monday through Friday.
That is amazing. Good for them for being able to do that, though. But that's... Just keep the demand high.
I think that's how Cadillac is. I think Cadillac's only open for like literally 2 or 3 days
a
week.
We'll get to Cadillac's up high on this one. Number 9 and quickly rising every time, every year is Hurtado Barbecue.
There you go.
Comes in at 9 on the best barbecue joints in North Texas.
Outstanding.
Their side dishes are good to go along with their barbecue.
The sides are so good. Yeah. But they, I mean, I think the tacos, I don't think anyone else can really even compare with that. And that baked potato is a hell of a value.
That baked potato at the game is really good. Is that a menu item at Hurtado? We think, yes. Or is that just, oh, that is.
Yeah,
I would
that
think.
Is. That is.
It is.
All right.
Number 8, we go to Grand Prairie, and it's our friend Zavala's Barbecue, which you can also get at the American Airlines Center.
Oh, yeah, they're outstanding.
Their rub is really good, too.
Good people.
They're Tolo, Zavala. I mean, honestly, we're spoiled because a lot of these amazing barbecue joints, they're big fans of the station. I mean, Hurtado takes care of us. Zavala's has come in before. Obviously, we've had plenty of dinners at Pecan Lodge, which Jared's charity event, which is outstanding. Every time we go Heim, we mention. Yeah. We're spoiled, man. Lucius, did you want to add in like maybe a spot we haven't mentioned yet? And what is your go-to order when we get to barbecue place?
100%, bro. I go to Smokey John's Barbecue. Smokey John's Barbecue on Mockingbird.
Mockingbird, yeah.
Yeah, man. They have a big showing at the State Fair. They're really, really good. And you go in there, like, you see Johnny Taylor and Ed Too Tall Jones on the wall from the 70s. Yeah. You're like, oh, man, football players and blues guys. You think hang out here and eat this barbecue? Yeah, you know it's going to be good.
Yeah.
I like ribs and sausage. Give me some nice cold mustard potato salad.
Ooh, okay. Yeah,
and some beans, bro.
I'm with you. I got
beam me up.
Potato salad with the barbecue. I'm with you there. 7 is Dane's Craft Barbecue in Aledo, which I've never been to.
Never been.
I have heard about that.
Dane's Craft Barbecue
in Aledo. We're adopting these craft names for that. Is that we're trying to niche? Trying to niche this
maybe
thing?
It could be they're doing vacuum sealed smoke meats.
Oh, you say vacuum sealed?
Vacuum sealed.
Wow.
Like a
that's
like
weed. That's weed.
Take home and smoke it yourself kind of deal.
You can get that under the register if you want to buy it.
Exactly, bro.
Yeah. And they've also got Flamin' Hot Street
Corn. You so appreciate it, too. You're like, hey, man,
you know what?
You want a bag to go? We got you. Go smoke it yourself. There's a pizza place that does that, like Papa Murphy's or something. Like,
yeah, that's their whole business.
But you got to go home and cook it yourself.
Come in there and get you a frozen pizza and...
Surprise the kiddos, huh?
It works, I guess.
Dude, Papa Murphy's.
I've never done it.
It used to get it done.
But when I heard about that, I was like, what? Like, what if I'm going to make the effort to go and get it, don't I want it just ready?
It's just like a high-value frozen pizza, which, I mean, there's a time
it's cheaper,
where you just,
that's all you want.
I mean, so it's refrigerated.
Yeah,
okay.
Good call.
Slightly different. But it's amazing. It tastes amazing. We used to get them a lot. And the amazing thing is they'd be like $6, you know? Great value. That's what I'm saying. Like in high school
and stuff, dude.
Yeah. College. Papa Murphy's. That was like me. I was like brought us at the China King buffet or whatever.
Yeah,
where they know him by name, they know his order or whatever.
Yeah. Yes. I walked in
Papa Murphy's got it done for me.
2 months later, they go, where have you been? You know, I felt
that's
like
so great.
I know I put a deck on one of their houses back there.
A lot of love for this best barbecue burger at Dane's at the 817. Like the barbecue burger is getting a lot of love.
Getting a cheeseburger at a barbecue place. Are we
using brisket trimmings? Is that what we're kind of talking about?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we're kind of talking about.
I hate when they don't cook the burger on the grill, though. They'll cook it on the flat
top.
Grill. Put it on that barbecue grill, fam. I want the smoky flavor of it. I want an outside cookout burger.
Yes, sir.
Bricks Barbecue in Fort Worth comes in at number 6.
Bricks.
Bricks with an X.
Sounds like Fort Worth getting it done.
Bricks. Yeah, Fort Worth is getting it done. Top 5 best barbecue joints in North Texas. Vaquero's Texas Barbecue. Number 5 in Allen. D Magazine says, biggest surprise on the list. They visited Vaquero's in just the second week of business in its new location. It was a brick and mortar, and they had originally started out of a trailer in Grapevine. They called it Hop and String Brewing Company there, and they were just serving barbecue. And now they officially opened up their own location. So give
number
them some
one
love.
In the North Texas area, huh?
Number 5.
Oh, number 5. I'm sorry.
4 is Panther City. Oh. Panther City also Tolo's. We love you.
They're a staple.
3 is Cadillac. Cadillac Barbecue and Farmers Branch coming in at number 3.
Does it say they're at business hours? Because I feel like they are literally like a Thursday, Friday type operation.
I don't have the hours in front of me here, but I think you're
I'll
right. I think they are. But the meats of a plenty here. I mean, some of the pictures they're showing, it's divine looking. But the top 2, number 2, Smokey Joe's Barbecue.
Hey.
In Dallas,
how
my
about
man.
That?
How about that?
Number nice.
2 is Smokey Joe's.
How about that, Lucius?
Nailing it.
I like Smokey John's.
I don't think it's too far behind.
Just a few letters off.
You got
though.
The Big Mac and you have the Big Mick. You know what I mean?
Smokey Joe's has been in business since 85, and the ribs are the mainstay if you're going to go to Smokey Joe's. But number one is indeed Goldie's Barbecue in Fort Worth. And I feel like every barbecue list we do, it is indeed Goldie's that comes up. Whether it's the best in Texas, best in North Texas, it's Goldie's.
Got to figure out a way to get in there.
Yeah, you know? Dude. We need to make that happen.
Might be a camp out situation.
It'd be easy.
We're spoiled out here, man. We got Terry Black's and Pecan Lodge on the same damn street, dog. Yeah. We're spoiled.
Amazing places to walk into.
Yes.
Like, that's Texas barbecue right there. Downtown Dallas, so good. All righty. Flights delayed at DFW Airport and Dallas Love Field here with this weather
situation. I talked it into existence, I guess.
Yeah, I suppose.
Nice work.
It doesn't look too bad.
Are you proud of that?
It's been ominous for like 72 hours.
Done worse.
All righty. What's coming up next, Chief?
Multiple weekend dubs to address, and today's the one-year anniversary of this Wolchuk disaster. Next in the nation.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Well, thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. Greg Wyshynski, Puck Daddy's coming up at 3:20. Here's the Chief.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Happy Monday. Weekend was solid, huh? I mean, across the board, we feel good about it. I did get a little under the weather. I was fighting through yesterday on the BetMGM program, but we got it done. So I've been feeling good. The stars help, ease the throat pain that I'd been dealing with. I don't know. I developed a little scratch on Friday. Mm. Not really sure if it was like a allergy thing or what, but been
shook it off,
hammering through the old Zyrtec
a little bit.
Well, and bouncing back in a big way. So weekend sports was a lot of fun. Obviously the stars, are you kidding me? Wolchuk in the building. And I feel like, I mean, we're 2-0 in our last two in the building.
Wolchuk. We got to find a way to get in there for the conference finals and then hopefully the cup finals, just like alternate games.
We got to get you some tickets.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Might need to get some tickets to the AAC. I mean, Bully Melrose, how could he not plant the flag at the AAC?
Might have something special in store for Wednesday.
Who, Bully?
Bully Melrose might.
Going to the game? Bully going?
No. I'm not going to be able to afford, back-to-back yeah. like that.
Not that cool.
I went ahead and just pulled the trigger with the brother-in-law and said, let's go see them, shake their hands and move on. But I don't think I could. I can't pay to go to every game.
I mean, any weekend that had a moment like that in overtime is going to be great. I also, though, Chief, got my 3.5-year-old in the pool without her floaty for the first time.
Oh.
And she full sends everything. So she's like jumping off the patio into the pool. She's trying to run away from me to jump into the pool. Now, she will drown in 10 seconds, right? So okay, I'm having to like, but she's so confident right now that as long as she knows she can't be in there without me, I'm kind of encouraging the confidence.
Right.
And she actually actually got back to the wall a couple of times when she jumped into the shallow and then turned and tried to go. She got back a couple of times by herself. So that was a relief that we're making progress in the swimming. And then I actually watched Wolf of Wall Street for the first time.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Did the sides cure cancer?
What's that?
Did the sides cure cancer?
Yeah, did the sides actually cure the cancer?
I don't know. They were very expensive sides, though, weren't they? Like 20 grand for sides.
Yeah.
But yeah, good movie. So
that one scene's great.
You liked it?
I thought it was long, and you could have chopped out the silliness. Like, this should have been a movie made for people 10 years older. But once you bring in that, not the Seth dude, but the other goofball that works with him. Who's the other goofball with the glasses?
Jonah Hill.
Okay, Jonah Hill. Once you bring him in, it's like an impromptu comedy off.
Yeah, the whole Quaalude deal.
So every like 30 minutes, it's time for another, what's his name, sketch.
Yeah, Jonah Hill.
Yeah. Now we're going to sit around and watch Jonah Hill do impromptu comedy. You guys try to react to him, okay? We're going to put this in the movie.
You want to smoke crack with me, man? Please, man, please.
That was crazy. Yeah. So, I mean,
it's over the top. The whole movie's over the top.
That Jordan guy is ridiculous, though. Have you seen him do interviews?
I have not.
He's a ridiculous guy at the same time. So, yeah.
The real Jordan?
The Jordan Belford, whatever?
Yeah. Okay, so it was accurate.
He's a little ridiculous. Hella ego, super cocky, kind of goofy.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
so they hit it.
Leo nailed the character. Sure sounds did. Like
what an ending though, as he's talking to this sales conference of total schmucks because he can't be in the game anymore.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty unbelievable movie for sure. I can't believe it.
Landing the helicopter.
Yes. If you're pilot, man, how are you letting that happen? Yeah, it was. I don't know how I hadn't watched it. But I'm glad I did.
Yeah, absolutely, dude. Good. One of those.
I'm glad you're getting a reference to stuff now. Like,
right?
You know what it is. Oh, I get what Leo's doing the thing on the TV now. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And all the memes and the GIFs from that.
Yeah, so there's many. A lot.
Yeah.
There's a lot from that movie. Well, we had a pretty successful weekend for Atolo, didn't we, Wolchuk?
We did. Shout out to the Skaggs family. Our buddy Tate, who's a legendary Atolo, went ahead and proposed. Now, Marty, his dad, reached out and was like, look, Can we go into RS Diamond Broker? He reached out. He said, your dad took incredibly good care of me. They were on a tight deadline, came through for him. And then I believe that everything went great over the weekend. So shout out to the Skaggs family. Marty, you're the best. I'm glad, Pops could come through and RS Diamond Broker took care of you.
Huge success. Congratulations, Mr. Marty. And it's because of, I mean, it's a family affair.
It is.
When you're dealing with RS Diamond Broker. And it's inspiring, family-oriented spots, live spots like these that get people to the building.
RS Diamond Broker. Yep, I love them. From dazzling diamond tennis bracelets to stunning engagement rings, our showroom is filled with exceptional pieces you'll love. And I can say our because, well, it's my dad's store. That's the R. That's Robert. My uncle S. That happens to be Seymour Wiener. Visit in-store to explore those beautiful collections of high-quality diamonds and come enjoy the incredible prices and fantastic service that Robert and Seymour Wiener are absolutely known for. The prices are going to be better than you can get anywhere. And I can tell you, because I can speak from absolute certainty, you go see them. They got the best prices for lab-grown diamonds, natural mine diamonds, baby. Engagement rings, and fine jewelry. New location, RS Diamond Broker in North Dallas. You can check them out at rsdiamondbroker.com.
It's a one-stop shop for all
breast
incredible
prices
things.
And my guy, my uncle, Seymour Wiener.
That's right, dude. It's a beautiful thing.
What do breasts cost these days? About 10, 12 grand, probably?
You know, it just depends.
Inflation get them?
I think we should ask Pat Mahomes.
The right pair that you want. Yeah, that's true. My gosh.
Okay, so this is also the one-year anniversary of
Pat Mahomes?
Yeah, what happened, fam?
This time last year.
Brittany got some new joints?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Brittany got a lot of new things.
She pulled them puppies out or something? What's going on?
According to the timeline, she's loud and proud.
It's not quite the same.
Revamped the...
when they get them new ones, they always like to pull them out, man.
Oh, yeah.
Show them off.
I bought them.
Yeah.
They're really not for you.
Yeah,
you want a touch?
Well, this is actually 1 year ago on this day in sports history. Wolchuk and I were up here on a Sunday, and we were doing our BetMGM program. And Wolchuk, we get a little loosey-goosey in there a little bit. And, I mean, it's tough sledding by the end. This is like the second-to-last segment of the show. He's teasing a question a segment called Questions with Crowley, but we also have a segment with Carter Freeman called Carter's Corner. This is Wolchuk doing an unheard of move in the art of teasing on the radio.
so damn skinny there on Fury. I mean, that's something we haven't even talked about, but Usyk with a massive KO.
Dominated him.
Watch that. I mean, the first half of that fight, I thought it was all him. All right, coming up next, Crowley. Let's go into the corner or whatever the fuck questions with him.
Zach Woolchuck and Eric Schuch.
Is that not ridiculous, you know, dude?
I was so scared the entire rest of that show, and we never heard a word about that.
We didn't hear a peep.
I was not wanting to be there. That's one, it's like a Sunday afternoon. This is dragging. I'm not feeling well. Like, get me out of here. And, yeah, the dismount didn't go quite as I wanted.
Truly.
Gosh, it made for a memory. I'm sorry for all the children that were listening.
No, apparently there were none because we got no negative feedback on that.
I think we're good.
It was really a special.
I'd be kind of concerned about that, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, as long as the check clears, I don't care if one person listens to that show.
For all we know, we have a bagel in the listener column, but they keep bringing us back in, man. So we will take it. Congratulations, Scotty Scheffler. Of course, that's a weekend dub for you. Such a great story, says Mike Bouvet on Twitter. Got out of jail, turned his life around, and hasn't reoffended. The system works, ladies and gentlemen. How about the
that's good.
Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese? This is exactly what the WNBA couldn't have painted a better picture for the start of their season, could they? Other than like her going for like 100 points or something?
Yeah, she had the triple double.
She had the triple double, and you have a rivalry that might be good for the league. I think it's kind of gross on social media, the abuse that both ladies are taking. And I don't want it to go there, but I think I don't know. Were you being facetious? Because I do think it's a great opening.
I'm being dead serious.
There's nothing wrong with what either did. There's hard fouls and there's pushing in every basketball game.
Yeah,
totally absolutely. Like, and the fact that they upgraded it to a flagrant, though, I thought that was weird. Was sort of patronizing. Like, come on, these are professional basketball players.
Yeah.
There's going to be
let the girls play.
There's going to be some hard fouls from time to time, dude. Like, get over it. It wasn't anything crazy, but I think that was great news for the WNBA because everybody is talking about it. Caitlin Clark lived up to the start there with the triple double, 20, 10, and 10. How about this, dude? She has 9, 20, and 10 games in her career when it comes to 20 points, 10 assists. Okay, she's got 9. She's played 41 games. Mm. Courtney Vandersloot is the leader in WNBA history, 20 and 10 games. She has 10 of them. She played over 400 games in her career.
Damn.
Caitlin Clark has played like 10% of the games that Vandersloot played, and she's one shy of tying her in WNBA history for 20 and 10. Diana Taurasi has 9, so Clark is tied with Taurasi. Taurasi played almost 600 games in her career. So pretty epic stat of the day there from Caitlin Clark. I know Dave Portnoy was there from Barstool, and he threw a last-second triple-double bet and cashed
no
in.
No way.
He laid down like 25 Gs before the game.
He had the whole Indiana uniform on, too, like a goofball, bro.
That is freaking awesome.
From head to toe, shorts and all, bro. He was about to go hoop.
Yeah, I know. And he was doing it without no undershirt, like just straight armpit.
Ankle brace.
Hairy as hell.
Ready to go,
got
bro.
Taped up.
I think there was a Thunder fan doing the exact same thing in OKC yesterday. It's a funny look there. You got the headband on and everything. But
would that bet pay though? She hasn't had that many triple doubles.
Oh yeah, it was like he bet like 25 Gs and got like 350 Gs off.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
that dude.
It's ridiculous. He was on Club Shay Shay the other day, and one of the things that went viral was him saying like, "Yeah, I could go make $5 million next week if I wanted to." He's like, "Once the money starts coming in, it's just easy to compound it."
He's a wild.
That was a great instance of that.
Yeah, but some of these stats are ridiculously low. Reset the record for most consecutive double doubles in a single season last year, and almost broke Thompson's record for most double doubles in a season with points and rebounds. I think she had 26 of them or something like that. But no, this is fun. And you know, Paige Becker's career got off to a decent start. So I feel like both nationally and locally, this WNBA at least offers you something else for your sports calendar. Top stories of the day coming up next. We'll relive the epic Stars weekend. Take a look at your Rangers stories of the day. Then get to Greg Wyshynski coming up at 3:20 here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105 Through the Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere,
applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.